Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Yeah, I'm very excited since the film premiered last year at the Moscow Film Festival, and I, you know, unfortunately due to COVID could not be there, nor could anyone travel much last year. Seeing it in person and traveling is very exciting.
Si Matthew Victor Pastor, ang direktor ng Pencil to the Jugular. Para kay Matthew, mahalaga ang mga kwentong tulad nito. Mga kwento di lamang tungkol sa buhay ng mga migrante, kundi buhay ng mga migrante na tinahak ang larangan ng sining.
One thing we like to do is not just create characters that are the struggling migrant, but also talk about things that we relate to now. The pursuit of creativity, the pursuit of dreams, things like that.
Si Felice Morales ang gumaganap sa karakter na Amanda.
She is a student film director, and she's also the girlfriend of one of the other characters, Lorena, who is actually an international student. I am playing her partner, and we have a bit of a not the greatest understanding of each other's situations, because even though I'm Filipino and my character's Filipino, I grew up in Australia, so I don't really know the realities of what it's like to be a international student or working person in Australia and what that meant during COVID. I was very ill-informed and just had this idealistic view of you know, this romantic fairy tale of what it's like to just stay in the country, that it's so easy to just move to a farm and pick berries and just, you know, it's not that simple and it's not that easy, especially during that time. So that was very interesting to learn what the realities of students or migrants to this country were that weren't permanent.
So marami kang natutunan kay Amanda at sa relasyon ni Amanda sa ibang mga Pilipino.
Correct.
At sabi mo nga, nabanggit mo kanina na nagsimula ka bilang mga commercial model. So gano'ng kahalaga yung papel ni Amanda para sa'yo bilang isang migrante, Pilipino, sa industriya ng film?
Oh, it's a big opportunity and role for me to have played Amanda, because, well, first I got to work with Matthew, who is an amazing director to work with, honestly. Like, he's so collaborative, and I just love how he has such an emphasis on making his cast predominantly or 100% multicultural and also Filipinos. He likes to work with Filipinos, which I really do appreciate and value, because we get our stories put across, which is rare, and not where it's like just about the culture. It's just we're playing characters that happen to be Filipino, that are living this complex life. There's more than just one story of, you know, having a weird lunch at work, at school or something like that. There's more to it. There's a lot more stories to tell, really.
Ano pa yung pwedeng gawin para mas magkaroon ng maraming oportunidad ang mga katulad mo sa industriya?
Well, I think more young Filipinos who want to get into acting or in the creative arts, hopefully they can see the works that are existing and feel inspired to do it. And to be honest, just like go out there and do it, because there's a lot to stop us, like maybe family pressures and family influence. But I feel like there's a lot of creatives out there that are scared to go out there and do it. But if we form sort of like a community, which we're trying to do, I know Alfred McDow, who's I've met, he's trying to form a community of Filipino talent, and he is trying to also nurture upcoming talent to get them to feel empowered to write their own stories and to make their own films, which is, I think, beautiful, because, yeah, that's the kind of stories I want to see on screen, honestly. It's more unique and interesting and personal.
Yung nakakatuwa sa pag-uusap natin kanina, kwento mo na ikaw ay nagpakadalubhasa o nag-aral bilang isang nurse, at ikaw ngayon isang nurse, para matustusan mo yung pag-aartista mo.
Yes, I took the safe route, which I am actually very appreciative of my parents guiding me to, you know, have a stable job, stable income first, because I never wanted to be a starving artist, and I feel like it gave me life experience to be able to pursue creative paths. I'm grateful to have chosen to do nursing, and I actually chose it with the intention to do more creative things or to act, because it allowed that flexibility. It was an investment first, and then it's reaping its rewards, because I can work as little as I like and do creative projects as much as I want. So, yeah, it's really great.
Meron ka bang mga pasyente na sinasabi, "Uy, napanood kita."
Oh, it's actually funny, because one time I was walking into a patient's room and my face was on TV because I was in a commercial. And in the commercial, I wasn't wearing glasses, but in real life, I'm wearing glasses. So I walked into the room, I saw my face on TV, looked at the patient, looked back at the TV and was like, "I hope they don't realize that's me." And I kind of felt like Superman, like Clark Kent, you know, like, ooh, secret, like double life. So no one's yet pointed it out, but yeah, I kind of like living this secret double life.
Ang mga magulang mo, napanood na ba nila ang Pencil to the Jugular?
Not yet, actually. They've seen other stuff I've done. It's a little bit, what do you call it, a little bit controversial, confronting. I'm yet to show them the film, but I think eventually I will.
Hindi pa sila ready?
No, not ready. They're not ready for it yet. But yeah, I will show them the film one day.
Gaya nga ng sabi mo, ito yung unang beses na nakagawa ka ng story tulad nito. Anong natutunan mo at ang naging take home mo sa Pencil to the Jugular?
I think my take home is that there is a lot of Filipino talent out there that I'm excited to work with and inspired by. And honestly, like Matthew being one, like his ability to make films in the way that he does. And I'm just like impressed at how much talent is like oozing out of him. And that, you know, hopefully we can see it go into mainstream, because that's the dream, that, you know, that Filipino talent can be accessible to everyone, and that our stories are pretty universal, like, you know, just about fitting into a Western society. I don't know if it's completely universal, but, you know, like, those are stories that people can relate to, because there's so many migrants in this multicultural country that we call Australia. But I just realized how many Filipinos are actually out there in the creative field, and it's inspiring, and I just feel a sense of like immediate, I don't know, like we're family, and just a sense of comfort being around them. I just feel really comfortable and safe, and I just want to be in that kind of environment a lot more.
So sa mga taga Perth, July 12, July 14, Pencil to the Jugular.
Yeah, come watch our film. I'd love to see you there.
Maraming salamat, Feliz Morales.
Thank you so much. I appreciate speaking to you. Gusto ko mag-Tagalog, guy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.